be honest with you, I know it looks awful, but I think the first pitch was a strike. So, I mean, there's a strike. If he swings that and hits it, you know, we're not even talking about it. So it's tough to throw. It's tough to go to a 1-1 count with any intent. No, he's a right-handed pitcher that comes down from the side, and sometimes people get hit. I would imagine that, like often happens in those circumstances, you know, people are jawing back and forth. But it didn't. It did not escalate, and I thought the umpires handled it very well.
All right, that was Brad Ausmus last night. The more I think about it, the more this situation's pissing me off. The Astros lost again last night, 7-2, but the bigger story is what happened to Jake Mariznick. He was hit in the sixth inning. We'll take a listen to what went down if you guys missed it, because it happened late last night in Anaheim/Los Angeles. Let's listen to the Angels TV broadcast. What went down in the sixth with Ramirez on the mound, Mariznick at the plate after Mariznick crashed into Jonathan Lucroy 10 days ago.
Fans have given Mariznick a rough treatment here tonight.
They witnessed the same thing we did.
Watch out. Mariznick gets drilled. Man on to start the sixth inning.
And that brings out the cheers here at Angel Stadium. No issue with Mariznick there. He got hit by the pitch.
Warnings to both benches immediately.
Well, if you're Mariznick, I don't think you're shocked that that happened here tonight. You don't see it as much in the game anymore.
No, it used to happen. Used to protect your players. And now Albert is coming over to the dugout right now.
Right, because he was hearing some things from their dugout. The Angel players are all kind of starting to head towards Albert's area on the first base side. And now the relievers from both teams are coming out onto the field.
Yeah, a lot of people are barking in that dugout for the Astros. The bullpens are emptying right now, quickly.
And there's a lot of finger-pointing going on. Jake Mariznick, of all people, has turned into the peacemaker, which is nice to see.
Yeah. He's been telling his teammates, head back into the dugout.
Clearly, somebody was saying something, whether it's Spanish or otherwise. And Albert,
that's one person you don't want to get upset, is Albert Pujols.
I think the least surprised person in this ballpark that he was hit is Jake Mariznick. Mm-hmm.
This is another thing that's pissing me off, this whole thing. What the hell is Albert Pujols going to do?
Nothing.
What the hell is Albert Pujols going to do to anybody on the baseball field? Nothing. And the more I think about this, the more upset I get. We are talking about Jake Mariznick. We are talking about Jake Mariznick. The idea that Jake Mariznick has now become this enemy in L.A., with these Angels fans, to me, is absolutely, patently absurd. It is completely ridiculous. This guy's like the puppy dog of the Astros.
Yeah.
Listen, it was an unfortunate situation 10 days ago. But as you have pointed out, Cecil, a number of times, if you look at the reaction that Mariznick had after the Lucroy play, he obviously did not intend for that to happen. So all these Angels fans who are yelling at Jake Mariznick are clowns. They are absolute clowns. Like, someone please tell me where I'm wrong about this. I will take any calls this morning. Tell me where I am wrong or we are wrong, whatever. 713-572-4610. We are talking about Jake Mariznick. This is crazy to me. It's freaking crazy.
It's ludicrous. And for the manager of the Angels to say, oh, it's a 1-1 count. You know, it's hard to throw at somebody as a 1-1 count. No, it's not. It's not. If I had the intention to hurt somebody, if I'm mad at that batter because if he ran my catcher over and hurt him, and I think he did it on purpose, I'm going to make it look like so I can protect myself. Okay, yes. I throw a couple strikes, go normal pitches. Guess what? This third one's coming right at your shoulder. It's not hard. It's not hard. He should be suspended. To me, Jake didn't do it on purpose. He did not intend to hurt nobody. He just made a last-second decision because it was a close game. He was trying to win. It was a winning play. It was a baseball move. Now, I understand it broke the rules, so I get it. But he was not intentionally trying to hurt nobody.
I agree.
And if you look at his – I'm going to say it again. Look at his reaction. He got up, and he showed compassion. He tried to make sure he was okay. Yesterday, when you threw that 100-mile-an-hour fastball at his head, basically, at his shoulder, you didn't throw at his knee. You didn't throw at his calf. You didn't throw at his foot. You threw at his midsection. You threw at his shoulder. Think about if somebody threw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball at Joe's shoulder. Upset you would be. And he walked down that first baseline.
Yes, he did.
He stood. He didn't have no issue at all. Like, I don't understand how you can think that's on purpose. It makes me so upset. And this guy, what was his name? Ramirez should be suspended. Period. 5 games.
All right. There we go. So you and I are on the same page. I think these Angels fans are clowns. 713-572-4610. A lot of people want to weigh in on this. We'll start with Robert on Mad Radio. Robert, good morning. Go ahead. Hello, Robert. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, man, this is baseball, guys. You know, if the same thing happened to us, we'd all be pissed off.
Is that it? Like, I mean, is that all we got? That, like, we'd be pissed off? Okay, I suppose. I mean, they're pissed off at Jake Marisnik. Like, I don't think Jake Marisnik meant to hit Lucroy the way he did. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, but it's the unwritten rule, man. You knock into our guy, we're going to bean you. That's just how it is, man. That's the only thing keeping baseball alive these days. They're taking everything away. Now they're taking away this. Now we're demonizing every fan because they can get mad. This is the thing that's keeping baseball alive, brother.
All right, so Robert says it's keeping baseball alive. Let's go to Chris on Sports Radio 610. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. That I don't know what that call was about, but I'm like y'all, man. I'll tell you, with the copy that you just ran back of the announcers calling the game, they are spotlighting Jake Marisnik as though he was, what's the guy, Bill Romanowski or something?
They're acting like he's Vontaze Burfict.
Yeah, yeah, they act that's like what they're acting like. A repeat offender that's done this all the time. Yes. No, not at all.
No, not at all. And the thing is, Jake Marisnik's body language told you when he first ran into the guy, it told you, hey, if you're Pete Rose in a guy, you could care less. I'm safe. Give me my run. He didn't. He hit the guy. He went back to reach for him to say, hey, you know, basically this is a universal athletic, hey, camaraderie. I'm not trying to hurt. I'm trying to win. I'm trying to play hard. Nothing wrong with that. But if I hurt you, that's something totally different. I'm not going to take money out of your family's mouth. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not doing that. I ran over you, my bad. And he's trying to, it's a universal sign of I'm trying to piece this out, trying to make sure my brother on the diamond is okay. And that's what he did. And then for these announcers to act like this guy was, you know, he's this bad apple he's always been. Houston as a sports city has never really had a bad guy. I mean, we had Ron Artest for a little bit. That's it. It's all we got.
And I don't even know.
Y'all have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the phone call. I don't even know if Ron was really a bad guy. I think Ron / Meta World PC is kind of a weirdo. And I say that in a totally complimentary way. And I was thinking as Chris was talking about like the way I handled the first call. Listen, I can understand. I can actually sit here and understand why the Angels might feel like they need to hit Jake Marisnik. But my issue is really the anger from their players, from their fans, and from their manager. Like, can someone please explain to me where anybody would think Jake Marisnik meant to crash into Lucroy like that? That's the part that I can't get past.
I agree. And those guys know baseball. Those guys know baseball.
And they have to know a little bit about Jake Marisnik. These teams play 18, 19 times every single year.
And you made a good point. It's not like he's Vontaze Burfict or somebody that's, you know, a repeat offender that does questionable things. He's not Richie Incognito or Sue. You know what I mean? He's somebody that has a great reputation. And the simple fact that how he stands up, checks on him afterwards, the simple fact that you hit him with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball yesterday and he didn't retaliate. I don't know too many people that would get hit. And he probably knew he was going to get hit. He probably knew it was a chance that it was going. I'm going to get hit today. I'm getting booed. You know, it was a tough call. You know, the Angels said I should have been suspended from jump. So something's probably going to happen today. And he didn't react
at all.
Like, that says a lot about him.
He was, as the Angels announcers in this case did properly point out, he was the peacemaker on the field.
He was the peacemaker. And then what really makes me upset, if you're going to do this, man up about it. The first call said, oh, it's baseball. It's the unwritten rule. Well, I don't want to say certain things on air. I'm sorry. Man up about it then. Say, okay, yeah, I did it. He know why I did it. The manager's beating around the bush. Oh, he was a 1-1 count. No, you know what's going on. Don't be silly. You knew exactly what was the intention.
This is the maddest I've ever seen Cecil Shorts.
You knew the intention, though. Like, that pitcher tried to say, oh, you know, I tried to sneak in a fastball. No, you didn't.
Sneak a fastball by him. 1-1 count.
Oh, yeah, I know you didn't. And then, I don't know what the uproar was about. I wasn't hearing anything. I just kind of stood there. Don't act stupid. Don't act stupid. If you were man enough to throw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball at somebody's shoulder, almost their face, be man enough to be honest about why'd you do it.
You ready to possibly get more, Matt? Let's have some fun here. Matt Radio on a Wednesday. Cecil Shorts in this morning for Seth Payne. Our guy, Pafe's ex Robert. I cannot wait to see what Robert says about this. Robert, good morning. Go ahead, sir.
Y'all better put some respect on my boy Albert Pujols' name, man.
Man, Albert Pujols ain't going to do right nothing. There. He ain't going to do nothing. His old butt. He can't
right
do nothing.
Would have grabbed Bregman by the throat and body slammed him to the ground. He would also grab Jake Marisnik by the hair and pulled him by the... That's why they were holding him back, brothers, because they know that this Astros team doesn't have any heart. And they were going to come in there and give him the DDP... Diamond Dallas Page on that butt.
I think even Robert knows this whole thing is kind of a stretch. And I can see, for the record, like I can see how Angels fans would be upset at someone like Alex Bregman, just in general, not even specifically. Because like Bregman's an irritant, and he's the kind of guy who, if you're rooting against him, you'd be annoyed by. Mm-hmm. Jake Marisnik's the most harmless guy on this team. He is the most harmless guy they have. This whole situation to me is ludicrous.